Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Struck by lightning sounds pretty funny.
Good morning. 44 degrees, 24 minutes after 8 o'clock right here on Palmetto Mornings. I'm Patty Mercer.
I'm Lucas McFadden. That's 44 right here in York County,
yes,
right?
Yes, I'm legit.
Okay,
it's
all right.
44 degrees right here.
Earlier, Patty gave the weather, as you do on your phone, from Asheville, North Carolina.
It just kind of flipped over to Asheville, but I did catch it. You caught it, and Joe Hudak caught it, so I'm not worried if I ever make a mistake.
Right.
It's going to be caught before it even goes very far. Sure.
Well, we have another friend in our studio that also watches out for us in case we make a mistake.
And watches out for others who potentially might have a mistake brewing.
Yeah, that's true. Lindsay Neal is a registered nurse at Piedmont Medical Center, but she's also the lung screen patient navigator at Piedmont. November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. And Lindsay, this is an opportunity and a time right for folks to maybe pause and think about their lungs, what they're putting in them, and any warning signs that they've been putting off or not sure. This is really an opportunity to get something done or at least screened.
Right. Yeah, so tell us about the screening for lung cancer. Who would qualify for having a screening done?
So for the lung cancer program, for insurances to pay for it, essentially there's a list of criteria that you have to meet. But think of it similar to a yearly annual screening, kind of like having your mammogram done or your prostate exam. It's something you should
think about that, Lucas.
Yeah, something you should do yearly if you meet this criteria. So it's usually between ages 55 and 77, but some commercial insurances, you can go up to the age of 80 to get it done. That you've never had lung cancer before and you don't have the symptoms of it, that you are a 30-pack a year calculation, which just means you smoke a pack of cigarettes every day for 30 years, or you smoke two packs a day for 15 years. And you also either have to be a current smoker or have stopped smoking within the last 15 years. So there's those requirements, and then your doctor actually has to document that they did some education with you about smoking cessation and that you know what the test is going to show or what the purpose of it.
Mm-hmm. What about people that have never smoked and have lung cancer?
It's rare, but it is a possibility of having lung cancer from something like secondhand smoke or people that used to work in the textiles and, you know, they're around the asbestos or have emphysema. Of course, those are possibilities, but I think I've read recently on the CDC, 80% of the people that have lung cancer actually are smokers.
Mm. 80%.
80 to 85.
Oh, wow.
And then add in now vaping, and that
we're
not even studying that portion of
there's
it yet.
There's not enough research on it yet.
Because it's still so new, but even the early studies show that it is just wreaking havoc on people's bodies.
Right.
And a lot faster.
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah.
Than cigarettes.
Correct. Yes.
So if people are listening right now and they mentioned some of the criteria that you guys have, that you mentioned, they can go and get the scan done at Piedmont, obviously. Is it a big process?
So all they have to do, because we need an order like any diagnostic testing, you need an order to get it done. And with that component of the requirements being that your physician or your nurse practitioner, whoever you see, does a education and counseling, you need to make an appointment either with your PCP or if you see a lung doctor or heart doctor, go through those requirements with them, and then they'll send an order to Piedmont to the scheduling department. When they get it, they will call and set up their low-dose lung screening CT.
So you are the first person, or you're the coordinator that helps someone put all this together in conjunction with their doctor and all of the necessary insurance stuff. How soon do you know results?
So the way that we've been doing low-dose lung screening CTs at Piedmont for years, but January is when we actually started the program, and that's when I became the patient navigator. So the patients, when they have the scan done, our radiologists read it relatively quickly. Mm-hmm. And I try to pull the list of the patients that had it done that week and go over that list and see what the results were, because based off of their results is how their follow-up is going to be. So you can have no findings, you can have benign findings, or you can have suspicious findings. No findings and benign findings, you get a letter from me. It just tells you that. And then you need to have that test done again in a year annually. Mm-hmm. If you have suspicious findings, then you'll have you'll have either another low-dose CT or a PET scan or biopsy, depending on what your doctor wants to do and who your doctor is. And then I make sure to follow up with all the patients so that they know what their follow-up is and making sure they get the follow-up done.
I'm so glad that you were there to do that.
And again, Lung Screen Patient Navigator. It's Lindsay Neal over there at Piedmont Medical Center. Get this, according to the American Cancer Society, an estimated 228,000 folks, new cases, that is, of lung cancer will be diagnosed in this year alone. So get out there, become educated, and reach out to Lindsay Neal if you've got any questions at Piedmont.